First, affordable housing is often seen as a big city problem, but rural areas and small towns in northwestern Wisconsin are also feeling the pinch.
A group of six communities in Barron County has decided to try a new approach by joining forces across their different towns and villages to tackle the problem.
Dave Armstrong is the executive director of the Barron County Economic Development Corporation. Dave, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Sure, no problem.
Well, tell us about this problem. There's not enough affordable housing in parts of northwestern Wisconsin. What's going on up there?
Well, as you look throughout the country, people are aging in place longer, better health care, longer life rates. Just because they're aging in place just doesn't mean that they're necessarily keeping up the houses like they used to. So as our folks age in place, the housing stock ages. That specifically what brought this up originally was when we started looking at workforce issues. I've got about 600 open jobs throughout the county right now, and that's in a county of roughly 46,000. So we looked at, all right, how do we approach the housing or the workforce side of it? Immediately we looked at, we need more housing. So that's pretty much originally what started the whole piece. You look at a few of the smaller communities, Barron, Cumberland, some of them haven't built a new apartment building in 20, 30 years. So it's an acute need.
So the worry there is if you want to bring in workers to fill these positions, where are they going to live? If there's not an apartment or a house they can afford, there's no way to make them move to the community, right?
Oh, exactly. And even getting some of the graduates that have gone away, gone off to college, come back, they want to start a family, live here. Again, where are they going to go? So, yes, absolutely.
Okay, so the demand is there. People might be thinking, so why wouldn't a developer just show up and say, hey, yeah, I'll build houses or apartments to meet this demand?
It's kind of a twofold problem there. The demand is there. When we started talking with developers, we've got to prove the demand is there. And so that's what originally had launched a countywide housing study. We had brought to last year five of the state agencies up here for meetings with four of the communities to talk about overall needs in each community, some business needs, housing needs. And out of that, the Department of Administration said, well, WEDA, Wisconsin Housing Economic Development Authority, originally said, to get some of the investment dollars, we've got to prove a need, so we're going to need this housing study. Well, DOA came in and said, because the housing you're looking for is workforce housing, low and moderate income, we'll pay for half of that with a grant. So that's what kind of kick-started this. So we've got, again, twofold. We're going through the housing study right now, and then once that's done, then the developers had said, we want to see some masses of housing to be able to compete with the major metro areas. And so that was kind of the discussion with all the communities. Let's, kind of band together here. Each community gets 30, 40 units, and all of a sudden we've got, a couple hundred units.
Right, because that's a big part of the challenge you're dealing with, as I understand it. If I'm a developer in, suburban Milwaukee area, outlying Dane County, I can build 200 buildings in one development. That is not something you're looking for, say, in Barron County, right?
No, exactly. I mean, that's the economies of scale that they're used to. And so what we took the approach of is we can give you 200 of those units in a 30-mile radius with no permitting issues, no roadblocks. Would that be of interest? And we're hearing from developers that, yes, it would.
Talking to Dave Armstrong, executive director of the Barron County Economic Development Corporation, looking at problems with a shortage of affordable housing in Barron County, also going on elsewhere in northwestern Wisconsin. Dave, talk a little more about how these multiple communities have gotten together. You talked about, okay, we're going to divvy up that demand to try to bring these developers. What did it take to get the communities cooperating and working together like this?
It was actually a lot easier than what I thought it would be. When we went in, just with the listening, what are you looking for right now? Typically, we'll go to the mayors or the clerk treasurers, say, what are you looking for now? What's a need out there? And all of them would, give the conversations they're having inside, and that's when it started building to is, we've got to work for a housing issue throughout, and it's not necessarily your single-family low to moderate incomes. It's senior housing, it's transitional housing for the homeless or those coming out of chemical dependency. So it was a wide variety of housing needs.
So what is the timeline now with communities working together and hoping to have developers start developing?
Right now, we're about midway through the housing study. The first piece of it is we went to UW River Falls, their survey center, and they designed an employee survey. So we've reached out to 67 businesses throughout the county because we need about 3,000 questionnaires from employees because we want to know what kind of housing do you want, what's not out there. All right. And so once we get that done, and we've had some interesting information, you know, come back so far, is what we're finding the sweet spot. Again, this is rural Wisconsin. So sweet spot here is your $100,000 to $140,000, $150,000 homes. One of our communities, Rice Lake, we pulled their numbers, and their new housing starts a year previous averaged 244. So all of a sudden we're seeing, wait a minute now, our needs are 140, 150 and below, and they're building 244, so we've got issues we've got to work through, too, as far as affordability goes.
Is that developers building for vacation homes? What's going on there?
No, this was single. That's a single-family home in Rice Lake. To me, it's more engineer housing, not your workforce housing.
What are you hearing from business owners as you go through this process about how much of a roadblock this is for them?
All of them, regardless of who we talk to, saying, you know, guys, it's hard recruiting if we don't have housing to recruit people. They've even said the same thing. Talked to one manufacturer in Cumberland, said, you know, it's hard even getting engineers to come here because of the lack in that community of those medium to little more expensive homes. So, no, we're hearing it across the board, be it, you know, the starter, new workforce, you know, new worker, all the way up to the engineers.
And when I've talked to people from smaller communities a couple times, I've heard the problem, we're not keeping young people in the community. They're moving to larger communities elsewhere because they don't have jobs usually. Maybe it's housing too. How much of this is keeping people in the community? How much of it is bringing people into work in these communities?
Oh, quite a bit. I mean, one of the issues that we've got, challenges, are some of the what they have in the bigger cities as far as, you know, things for families, et cetera, et cetera. So the amenities. So what we ended up doing 2 years ago is we introduced placemaking to three of the cities across the county, and it couldn't have gone better. And the whole idea behind placemaking is determine areas within the community that people congregate, and then you do studies and volunteer. It's all volunteer-driven of, all right, what can we do in those areas to make them places people can't wait to get and don't want to leave, as opposed to the opposite. So, you know, you've got, well, I guess, a multi-layered approach here. Is we're making cooler communities, more amenities. We're trying to get the families that have gone, or the students that have gone away, start a family, come back, and it's worked in a number of cases. We've had some wins. And then also trying to give the students that are staying here better training through the youth apprenticeship, to registered apprenticeship, and just marrying them up with the businesses to get a better trained workforce right from the get-go.
Now, you mentioned state grants and I think tax credits earlier. What kind of help are you getting and hoping to get at the state level?
Wisconsin Housing Economic Development Authority is playing a key role there. They've got the tax credits in place for the developers to help build. Rice Lake, for example, is an opportunity community with a new opportunity zone, so that gives other incentives to, you know, available. We're using new market tax credits in some cases, so we're using a variety of programs that can be layered on each other.
In our last minute or so, paint me a picture of a win in 10 years or so, Dave. If everything goes right, what are you hoping to see there?
A win in 10 years is going to be those communities that have participated, and frankly a few others, much less reliant on trying to attract people from elsewhere because they've come. They've got a vibrant communities. I hear less from the manufacturers, or actually all employers, healthcare specifically, that I can't get people to live here. Basically, it's that we've got a thriving little small community, low crime, great schools, et cetera, that people want to live in.
And briefly again, Dave, what's the next step right now?
The next step, finishing off this housing study, and then once we know the type housing and the numbers we need in the areas, is going to the developers.
Dave, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You bet. Thank you much.
We've been talking to Dave Armstrong, Executive Director of the Barron County Economic Development Corporation. He joined us to talk about a partnership with six of the communities in the county trying to tackle their affordable housing problem. I'd be interested to hear from you if you are in northwestern Wisconsin yourself. Barron County, we've been talking about. This is an issue going on in neighboring counties as well. Have you had trouble finding a house you can afford if you're working in that area? If you are an employer, as Dave was talking about, is this a roadblock, an obstacle for getting employees, potential employees, from moving to the community and working for you? Let us know. You can email ideas@WPR.org or tweet us @CentralTimeWPR.